Angels Cry Sometimes, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines. Grandma Fletcher burst into the tiny bedroom in her usual rumbustious way, her short stubby finger wagging a warning to the dark-haired man seated by the bed.
"Come on, Kurt Ratheter. Take yourself off. You've been here quite long enough."
She shook her snow-white head and stood before him, hands on hips, her bright blue eyes daring him to disobey.
"This is a confinement. The lass's time is close, and ain't no place for men. So be off with you."
Taking his life in his hands, Kurt brought his dark, handsome eyes to bear on the old woman's face, his voice quiet as he ventured to ask,
"Can't I stay?"
"Stay?"
Grandma Fletcher couldn't believe her own ears.
"Stay, you say? Why, I've never heard the like in all my life."
At once she pounced on him, her finger and thumb pinched tight about his earlobe, and her expression one of incredulity.
"You'll be off, I say, this very minute, else you'll feel the weight of me foot up your arse, my lad."
"All right, all right. I know when I'm beat,"
Kurt protested, as, with a backward smile at Marcia, he allowed himself to be unceremoniously ushered from the room. When the door was promptly slammed behind him, he fell back against the wall and collapsed into a fit of helpless laughter.
"Oh, that Grandma Fletcher," he thought.
Was there ever another like her? She made him feel 8 instead of 28. Yet for all her bossy and cantankerous ways, she was a real darling, with a heart of gold and the ability to take command of a situation when everyone else was set to panic. Of a sudden, the bedroom door was flung open. Grandma Fletcher fixed him with her bright blue eyes.
"Hey! Don't you be standing about doing nothing, fella me lad. Get down them stairs and keep yon fire stoked up and a fresh pan of water boiling. There's a child on its way any minute."
That said, Grandma Fletcher disappeared into the room again, firmly closing the door behind her.
"Bah! That man of yourn is just like all men, lass. Bloody useless." "Now then, ma'am, that's not fair."
Marcy was used to her mother's way, and she loved her all the more for it. She would have followed up the argument in defence of the husband she adored, but at that point she was gripped by a particularly vicious pain, which made her cry out.
"Don't push, lass. Not yet."
Grandma Fletcher had the situation well in hand. Fetching babies into the world was one of her favourite occupations. She was accomplished at the job, for hadn't she delivered half the young'uns down her street at one time or another?
"I'll tell you when to push," she informed Marcia,
her concerned gaze falling on her daughter's face.